prince of the city. I'm feeling like Biggie when Diddy first gave him that bad boy. 100 Hummers like Manny and Baby. Since the doobie, I knew I was hot boy. Shout out to Cash. The reason he's advancing, reason he's gambling, reason he's scrambling. Tell me what you think we grind for. Trying to give our mind more, just trying to get our shine on. I make the little homies run up on you. You getting paper, I just pray you keep a gun up on you. The reason my niggas trap, the reason my niggas clap, the reason my niggas rap for that. Making fiends break dance, used to have in to shake hands. That's how we used to play Graham hand in hand for that. Salaamu Alaikum, don't be round no bacon. I kindly waited, now every promoter giving me that. I did the mackage when it got brick, lobster, scallops, and crabs from Alaska where they got this, that. Yeah, you power like a loaded weapon. I'm never stopping, they hating cause they got no progression. Had me trying to go the NBA route, Rose bent, lighthouse for takeout, that's short. Every night I gotta curb your wife, they telling me I'm the future, and I don't do the dirty sprite. A couple years ago, I went to scammer route. Hammers out in front of your grandma's house. Nigga, where my... That extra talking led to extra coughing. The definition of extortion. Somebody take it. I'm in a drop. AC on blast. Feeling like Pac when Suge gave him that death row. I'm feeling like Jeezy when that Trapper Die drop. Free Big Meech. That nigga got the...
Check Street Athens Live. Street Athens Live with DJ Will Money every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the newest and the hottest jam. Street Athens Live airs every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern right here.
Leave it.
On K100 Radio. Get live with DJ Will Money.
Hey, what's up? This your boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new.
Music first.
They get it, Jody. Oh, this that kid right here, nigga. What's up?
103. Yeah.
Nigga, 103.
Yeah.
Let me see you drop in the club, nigga.
Rose, baby, way too stay. Want a thing in the lot that
Every time I see her, it's like a papa seal, high enough to see her live, for real. And man, I know her all the chill, you don't know how good it make a nigga feel. Come on. Get me high as a bitch, dripping so, kick it slay, super fly with the shit. Don't need a grand to get laid, an ounce to get paid, a kush to roll up, a drink to blow up. Anyone know us, they know trap shit in our DNA, and numbers on the need to no basis, this ain't no Q&A. I promise traded, I put the game on lock, and ain't no taking that shit back, put it on everything I got. God damn, up at the door, hopping out of lane, residential areas flying, I'm getting out of damn, ma'am. Hey, son, you better watch it, cause we rollin'. And disrespect is not an option in my neighborhood. So why are you talking to me? Even if we know you hatin', then that's all it can be. Cause if I call on them, all the niggas indebted to me. If I ain't your ass OD, dead it can be. Gasoline to put my hat on. Lean where I fell. They did fuck Trump all day. Two or three pistol metal with me. Hey, I'm brave. She better hold a cush to me and a six pack. Okay, well, I'm about to roll it up and hit that. And I'ma make her wipe me down like a wet. Okay, ride that like a jet ski. Yeah, that's it, tell me. Yes, yes,
we got London on the track.
I wanna be, I wanna look good with my friends. I need my money, that'll never end. I wanna blow some bands and still have some bands. I wanna be the man. I wanna be, I wanna look good with my friends. I need my money, that'll never end. I wanna blow some bands and still have some bands. I wanna be the man.
I wanna fold up beans that fit all my friends, so I can pull up on a bitch and tell her,
get in.
I want the crib. Nobody know why I live, cause that's why I hide on my shoes. Diamonds on my bed, on my neck another wrist. Damn, look at this. Oh, she want a kid. She want a trip when I dip. Let me live. I wanna be a baller. Hit the mall, ring it all up. It's 10 G's, ring it all up. Hit the strip club. We make a mess, clean it all up. Black China, clean it all up. I do it cause I can. African American. They never wanted us to have fans. Do you hear what I'm saying? This was not in their plan. But now we young
got bands and I want to be. I want to look good with my friends.
I need my money.
That'll never end.
I want to blow some bands and still have some bands.
I want to be the money. Man, I wanna be, I wanna look good with my friends.
I need my money,
that don't never end. I wanna blow some bands and still have some bands. I wanna be the man.
I want an all black Benz without no tint, so you can see the gold glow when the sun shine in. But Pirelli's on stock, I want no rims. On a big stash spot to put this 4-5 in, I want all my ballin' in the fast lane. 100 something thick when we pull up to the ballet.
What?
Park and hop out with the mad face. Thank you. Turn down since the cash came.
Yeah.
That hurt shots, then we bust back.
Fly.
Bulletproof everything, you can trust that. You done it like we done it, I suggest that.
Why?
Cause would you rather be the victim or the suspect? Oh, no, I can't 2-4. Change my ways, no, I change my bra. Chase my change, never change my squat. It's stacked till I can change my car.
Cause I wanna be, I wanna look good with my friends. I need my money, that'll never end. I wanna blow some bands, and still have some bands. I wanna be the man, I wanna be, I wanna look good with my friends.
I need my money,
that'll never end. I wanna blow some bands, and still have some bands. I wanna be the man.
It's 50% keep it 100.
G's on some down in Vegas. It's YG and 50. No, that ain't faded. She get the 7 digits. She could say she hit the jackpot. Counting, thing, counting money coming out the spot. Come through in the motorcade. We set the block down. Foreigns everywhere. You know we're on top. Now we tipping, busted open for. You think if she won't, I'm thinking, hell yeah, she will. Figure she gon' be a party right after the party. She made Minaj with somebody, cause we got with it. Bring him up, get it. I bet you you'll be with it. She come through and she gon' get it. This is nothing personal. Now, why would this be hurting you? Bottles popping, it's in the water. Crazy that we be doing with somebody's daughter. Had me thinking, we be out of order. We turn up, the laugh, the color.
I wanna be, I wanna look good with my friends.
I need my money.
That'll never end. I wanna blow some bands and still have some bands. I wanna. Yeah, I'm trying to go down. Down is a great every night I get. On my knees and pray that I will go down. Yeah, I will go down. Yeah.
Legendary moves, leader of my crew. Heavy is the head that wear the crown, that shit true. Do it like Nipusel, that's to fill some big shoes. And what good is excuses when the fucking wrist go? Smoking all that Cindo, run away from my pain, rosemary on my temples. Heard that's good for migraine, solo in my benzo. Exit off the highway. Solitary thoughts like how to reinvest my side change.
I'm tryna go down, down is a great. Every night I get on my knees and pray. Yeah, I will go down, yeah, I will go down, yeah. I'm tryna go down.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
All right, let's get it. K100 Radio, what's good, man? Sorry, but we're a little bit tardy. We're a little bit late. Getting ready to start this first direct line interview right here. We want to welcome to the broadcast the homie Fresh Rio. What's going on? Let's go ahead and jump this thing off, man. I know we're a little bit behind the ticket, but we're going to go ahead and make this thing happen. Fresh Rio, what's good, man? Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping, homie?
Oh, not much. Thank you for having me, big bro, man. Just feeling blessed, man. Another day, man. Out here getting it, grinding.
It's fitting that we went on ahead and brought it in with a little bit of the West Coast. What you representing, homie? Where you from?
Man, shout out to Inglewood, California. You already know, man.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to the West Side. What's going on, man? www.k100radio.com. Hit us up, 347-934-0966 if you want to call in and holler at Fresh Rio, if you want to call in and holler at us. We still got three tickets to give away. No, one ticket left. My bad. We gave three away last night. We got one ticket left to give away. To the Tampa Music Conference, you guys make sure you hit the phone line and see what's good with that, man. So I want to jump into this direct line interview with Fresh Rio. We're going to go ahead and I had a couple of questions lined up, but I got to shorten them a little bit because we're supposed to have Young Dark coming up at 6:30. We don't want to push too much. Then we got DJ IM scheduled at 7. So we're going to go ahead and jump into this shit. You dig? All right. And we got some music we're going to play by Fresh Rio. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I know we got the Bang Bang joint. We got that loaded up. You rocking with that one, right, Fresh Rio?
Oh, yeah. That's a single off my debut EP coming up called Inglewood Menace, dropping in July.
All right, that's what's up. So let me jump into a couple of questions for you, man. First of all, how long you been at? You said this is your debut project. So how long you been in the game? How long you been an artist? How long did it take you to put this first project together? And how was the process?
Oh, man, the process was it was a cool process, man. It took me about a year to put it together. A little less than that, probably about a couple months. I've been doing it, man, since I can remember, since kindergarten, man. I've been writing music, high school, man. Last couple of years, I've really been just grinding and trying to put myself out there and really taking it serious, man, trying to take it to that next level.
That's what's up, man. So at this particular point, what do you feel like, you know, your project is going to be going? How did you get the promotion going with it? Was it mostly online? Did you beat the streets? Were you really out and about in the hood giving out CDs? Did you go full digital? How did you market the project for the first time?
It was mostly digital.
Well, I'm asking because you're a newer generation artist and everything has changed. You feel me? It's really different from maybe just 10 years ago. So I want to know what the approach is. Someone like you, for your first project, what did you and your management see fit to be the best way to market this project right now? How'd y'all do it?
Just straight digital, man. Internet, you know what I'm saying? Just taking over the internet, word of mouth, you know, just getting out there, doing these shows, just promoting Facebook, social media, you know, because that's the big thing, you know, in this generation now is just social media. Everything's internet right now. So, you know what I'm saying? But also not forgetting about the old school approach too, by feeding the streets as well, you know what I'm saying? Just word of mouth and just getting out there grinding and putting myself out there.
Exactly. I think right now, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people feel like you can abandon the physical side of it, and I don't agree with that at all, but you can come up with a really, really, really good, effective promo campaign only online, but at some point, you're still going to need to go out there. I think shows are the area where everybody still agrees that you have to physically just rock the show at the end of the day. There's no getting around that particularly. You know what I'm saying? And everybody tries to push
exactly
the music on and then just kill the show live in person. What's the grind like out there on the West Coast right now for independent artists? You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure
it's Atlanta.
What's the grind like out there? Is it saturated? Are they showing love to the indies out there? What's the feel in California right now?
Hey, man, it's a mixture, man. We trying to hold it down for each other, man. You know, from Inglewood to Compton, you know, to IE, wherever, man. It's all love out here, you know what I'm saying, because everybody's out here trying to grind and tell their story and get their face out there. So it's all support and it's all love, you know what I'm saying. I show much love to my indie artists out here in Inglewood, you know what I'm saying. I'm always looking for talent and people to work with and promote and network with so we can just start this whole West Coast movement and, you know what I'm saying, and keeping it going, you know what I'm saying. So trying to bring it back to life. So.
Right. I think the West Coast, I mean, the West Coast is kind of coming back. You guys haven't, like, it's definitely not like, you know, it was during the Death Row era or whatever, but you guys have got a couple of artists. I just played some YG and some Nipsey that I really fuck with, that I really like. You know what I'm saying? I think those are two artists to me at the West Coast that really just hold it. Of course, you know, Kendrick is at this point right now. I still like the game music.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? The game still makes dope-ass music to me. I don't give a fuck. And all the crazy stuff inside the game, dope as fuck at the end of the day. So you guys have got a lot of artists representing the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I haven't heard all of your music yet, but let's just keep it 100. West Coast, Cali, California, all that. You guys are basically synonymous with, like, gangster rap for the most part. You've had some kind of chill rap, but for the most part, it's gangster rap. You got N.W.A. You got legends that came out there that changed the game. But the gang life, how is it growing up in Inglewood? How do you feel like the gang life is so? Is it still really infused with California music, with California hip hop, or is it like, nah, you really ain't got to be on that right now to make it? Or does anybody even fucking care right now?
I mean, I think it still has a major influence on the music, man. It's not the same. I'm 27, so it's a big change from, you know, 10 years ago, back when I was in high school, middle school, growing up, you know, Inglewood, man. It was dangerous, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I feel like gangster rap, you know, is still around. But me, I took a different approach, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to tell my story by struggle. I wasn't really into the gang life, you know. I had my own personal struggle and story to tell, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm bringing it, the aspect, you know, it's not so much a gangster rap, but just the struggle from the streets, you know what I'm saying? And just seeing, envisioning all that that goes around, all around me growing up in this environment and just putting that in my music, you know, taking a different approach.
I feel you on that. I just asked the question because I noticed, you know, back in the day, and now the crazy part is the gang shit is infiltrating the South right now. You know what I'm saying? For years, it was like nobody gave a fuck about no gangs. You know what I'm saying? And in recent years now, the South is, especially in the Atlanta area, which is where we're broadcasting from, it's kind of getting on this little gang shit, and I'm definitely not feeling it. I just tell motherfuckers all the time, like, I'm not fucking with it. I'm an OGO, you know what I'm saying? But I got a son, so I'm definitely not really feeling it. Some people say there's good things about it, blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe so, but I just feel like I'm not really fucking with the gang, like, point blank, period. You know what I'm saying? But I understand that it's really engulfed in the culture out there on the West Coast and in the Midwest, and it's been that way, Chicago and all that, for a long time, but now Atlanta's having to deal with it, and I'm like, I'm not really fucking with it.
I'm not
feeling it at all. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can take that back wherever it came from, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask, because California is gangbanging and bud. I know it's not, and bad bitches, of course. Love those.
Yeah.
And bad bitches. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it's viewed for people who don't live there. And so I always want to ask my independent artists who are coming up, yo, what's the culture like in the streets out there in California right now? Y'all still got the bitches, though, right?
Oh, all day. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but pretty women.
Okay, good. Good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure. I'm coming out there soon. I want to make sure it ain't going to be a wasted trip. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah, not at all.
We don't have that much time, and I wish you could have got jumped on early, and I want to make sure we get some of the music. But I got a couple of more questions. You feel me? Right now, what do you think about the game, like, hip hop, period? You know what I'm saying? Some people say it's digressing. I think that actually people are starting to pay attention more to lyrics a little bit more. If you listen to this broadcast, you can get a feel that people are really tired of people copying and biting every fucking body else, trying to be like every other rapper that's out. What do you feel about the game right now, hip hop, where it's going? Even though the number one record in the world, right, in the country right now for hip hop is a nigga that sound like another nigga, but whatever. We can address that later. You know what I'm saying? What do you think hip hop is going right now? Where do you think hip hop is going?
Man. I'm seeing that they're trying to bring back the more lyrical aspect of the game, but then you also have the watered down part, and it's just like a battle. It's a 50-50 battle, man. I'm just looking at the youth out here, and that's all they're listening to is just all this watered down, recycled ass music. You know what I'm saying? And I think, man, a lot of cats are losing respect. They're not putting enough respect into the music, you know what I'm saying? They're just looking at it as a quick paycheck come up, you know what I'm saying, copycatting off this dude. They're not really putting respect back into hip-hop like it used to be, you know what I'm saying? So shout-out to Kendrick, shout-out to J. Cole, Big Crit, you know what I'm saying, for keeping that quality of music in there. And that's the same approach I'm trying to take, put the respect back into the music and do away with all this watered-down shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's my aspect of it.
Right. Well, kudos to you on that. We're going to get ready to play some music in a minute. We're going to see what's popping. See if we're going to have to put some fucking respect on your name. You know what I'm saying? See if we're going to have to put some fucking respect on Fresh Rio's name. My bad, Fresh Rio's name. See if we're going to put some respect on it in a minute. But I like the answer. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to it. I'm pretty sure the listeners are looking forward to it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I got to make sure we play some of the music. You know what I'm saying? Some of the... especially the Bang Bang joint. This is your radio single, so we definitely got to make sure that we get that and squeeze that up in here. Tell me about this record. Who produced it? What's the inspiration behind Bang Bang? Tell me about it before we run it real quick.
Bang Bang is produced by two dudes named the Dream Team. They're based out here in Los Angeles, California. Man, they pretty much produce every track on my EP. And pretty much Bang Bang is just talking about the everyday environment of which I grew up in, gang life, women, you know, hanging out with the boys, you know what I'm saying? Everything that goes into L.A., from my point of view, and me growing up in Inglewood, you know what I'm saying? My experience, you know what I'm saying? All wrapped into one song, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and rock this joint. I'm going to play this one real quick so we can make sure we at least grab this one. I had another joint. I actually don't know the name of it. Ain't Real? Was that it?
Ain't Real, yeah. Featuring Ain't Real. Sunshine.
I know we got such a late start. I don't know if I'll be able to play that one, but I definitely want to make sure we hear Bang Bang. This is the joint that you're really pushing right here on K100
yes,
Radio
sir.
Live. Direct interview right here with the homie Fresh Rio representing that West Side for the first time ever on K100 Radio. This is Bang Bang. Check it out. Let me know what you think.
Bang, bang in the city, and it's going up.
And I'm addict.
When I hit the scene, bet I keep better. And if she brought a friend, she a witness, she a witness. Rolling with that laugh, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
You ain't about that business, then don't come around.
Don't let that blow.
Nah.
Start it.
Nah. Don't bring that around.
Don't
bring that around. Look. Cause we don't play that round.
The love.
Nah. It ain't no faking around.
The drugs.
Nah. This right here from the heart.
From the heart.
Ain't no love in the city.
Nah.
I said this right here for the G's.
For the G's.
When it came to the work, had plenty.
We got it.
Where I'm from, they bang, they ride.
Bang.
Use a rapper, you grip that nine.
Five.
I said, young, you fit that dope.
That dope.
I let a real fiend sniff these lines.
Go.
I said this right here for the mud.
From the mud.
Ain't no love in the cut.
Nah.
Tent on the whip, they creepin' slow. Ain't about the what, but the who you know. Lays, lays wanna claim how hard they go. Talk good game, but she ain't that. But a racks on racks, she still get low. If it ain't that kill, we don't let that blow.
Don't let that blow.
We just getting started.
Cause
we ain't seen enough. Hate it on for a minute. I don't need the
love.
Get getting high with this hustle. I don't need the drugs. And I get it with gorillas. These are not thugs. Bang, bang in the city. And it's going up. Holding down it fits when they throwing up. Money was a feeling. And we had it.
And we had it.
Down with them. In the attic,
and I'm addict.
When I hit the scene, bet I clean, bet I clean. And if she brought a friend, she a witness, she a witness. Rolling with that laugh, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
You ain't about that business, ain't no come around here. Yeah.
Nah,
don't bring that around here.
Nah,
cause we don't play that round here.
We don't play.
It ain't no faking around here.
Nah.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Oh man, actually that was kind of dope though. I fucked with that. Yeah, Fresh Rio, 347-934-0966. Bang bang. Yo, I love that beat too. Well, who did that track again?
It's the Dream Team, man. The Dream Team. Straight out of L.A., California, man.
Yeah, them dudes are dope. I like that beat. You know what I'm saying? The quad heavy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Facebook people checking in right now. I'm Facebook live, and at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Angela Harris representing Orlando checking in. They gave it a thumbs up. My homie Sad Wines is in the building. DJ Ovens representing Boston. He's in the building. He's checking it out. You guys hit them likes and hit them thumbs up if you was rocking with that Fresh Rio joint. Bang, bang. You feel me? I got a call on the line real quick. Let me check and see who this is. If they want to holler at you real quick. We got Young Dark coming up in a second. Stand by. Area code 86421. What's the
K100? Yo, Money. Money Love.
What's going on, bro? Thank you for calling in the K100 Radio. Hey, did you like that Bang Bang joint by Fresh Rio?
Yeah, that was hot, man. I'm feeling it right there. That's something new.
All right,
good looking. Appreciate it, bro.
Much love. For sure, man.
You're welcome, bro.
Absolutely, appreciate it. Yeah, that shit go hard though. I fucks with it though, for real. I like the
baby.
You know what I'm saying? It had a different feel. It didn't sound like nothing out right now. You know what I'm saying? So automatically you got a plus from me right there for just not sounding like anybody else. You know what I'm saying? I think that's one thing that I was looking for. You know what I'm saying? I just be checking for that. Like, what is this guy finna sound like? Does it sound like the 1,000th member of the Migos or what? What the fuck?
You feel me?
I mean, I'm just saying that's how I am with it. That's where I'm at with it right now. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know if it's like a California. I can hear the accent, your West Coast accent. You know what I'm saying? But I think that's just a regional thing. Like, that's just where you're from.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it
is.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's no getting around that part. You feel me? Tell people how they can get your music on me. Like, give them, like, your website, your social media, and all that shit real quick.
Oh, man, you can check me out on SoundCloud.com at Mr. Fresh Rio, Instagram, Snapchat, PostArtMusicGroup.com. You can get my single off Tidal, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you buy your music, Google Play, all at Mr. Fresh Rio.
All right, man, make sure you get with the homie Mr. Fresh Rio. Make sure you holler at him, man. That Bang Bang joint, dog, I think I'm rocking with that. I think I'm going to snatch that and throw that off any rotation. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Good
luck. Shout out to Michael Ochoa checking in. What's going on? Representing the Mako Girls. These are all my people that's checking in on Facebook Live. My Facebook Live go crazy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be checking in. They don't call in sometimes. They be being lazy. They be just over there on Facebook Live. On Facebook Live and be like, what up, Blizzle? You know what I'm saying? Checking in. The number is 347-934-0966. We got another direct line interview coming up. I wish we had more time, man. I really do. Sound like it would have been a more interesting interview. You know what I'm saying? But I think we covered a lot of the pertinent information, and we also got a chance to hear your song. I'm getting ready to
gear
up.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. You feel me? Make sure I'm going to keep you contact. So when I come out there, you had a lot on deck, and you have them. You have them waiting for your dog. You know what I'm saying? When I pull up.
Hey, I got you, man. Don't even trip. I got you, man. You covered.
Right. So you know what, though? Before we head over to the next one, stand by. I got to gear up and unload up for the next one. We got Young Dark coming up representing St. Louis in the building, man. We got the Midwest. It's going down right here on K100 Radio, live direct line interviews. I'm going to lead out with you. I'm going to play a little bit of this last joint, though. Ain't real, real quick. Tell me about this. And I'm going to let this run out, and then we're going to go into the next interview, homie. Tell me about this, and we'll end it with this. Ain't real. What's going on?
Oh, man, ain't real. It's just, man, some stuff I was going through. It's about betrayal, man, trust, friends that ain't really your friends, man. You know, them frauds out there, man. Ain't real. That's the real song right there. That's the real deal. Probably one of my favorite songs off the project, real tight, featuring Jerry Sunchild.
For sure. I can't run the whole thing, but I'm gonna let people get a taste of it. And if you want to, one more time, where can they find this music at? Tell them where they can find it at if they feeling it. The Bang Bang and this. Where at?
You can find it at SoundCloud, postarmusicgroup.com, man, Tidal, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, and all over the website where you buy your music, man, at Fresh Rio, Bang Bang.
Fresh Rio, Bang Bang. We're going to run out with that. We got Young Dark coming up next. Stand by. Don't go nowhere. Pause. This is K100 Radio. Shit ain't real sometimes. You dig? Hold on. We ain't going nowhere. Direct line interview number two coming up next.
Got it straight from the concrete. Ain't no real love in a real mind.
Nope.
Said they with it from the start, though. But even real niggas told two lies.
What up?
Open bottles to the face.
Getting
medicated at the same time. Get up on my level like real quick. I couldn't talk to God being this high.
What up?
211 on the mindset.
Mindset.
I got a couple homies for the concept. Two-stepping out the back door. My young partner whipping up the project. Working 9 to 5 for the paycheck. I put in front like I got it from the Pyrex. They just want to make it hard, it ain't complex. I'm going in for the fans and the respect. Mind on the struggle, went sick with it. Pulling up, bet I'm on the fifth with it. Tennessee bottles by the fifth with it. Claiming that they are, but they not with it. Been stabbed in the back. And so I'm looking up for me first. What is pain when you feel numb? What is love when you get hurt?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
All right, we're back. Second part of our direct line interview today is getting ready to go down. You dig? We got, hey, I thought you were running the gambit. Shout out to the Midwest checking in. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Let's go ahead and welcome the next call, the next interview on the line. We got the homie Young Dark is in the building representing that Lou. What's going on, homie? Welcome to the broadcast, folks.
Know that.
What's going on, bro? What's happening?
Nothing, man. I'm chilling, man. Appreciate you for having me. What's the word?
Man, absolutely, man. We're finna jump into it, man. Direct line interview, man. We're finna see what's going on with the homies' grind right here, man. This is Young Dark. Go ahead and tell them who you from, where you be at. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and represent real quick, dog. We're gonna jump into it. You got the floor.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm a St. Louis, you know what I'm saying? Represent a South Side. Know that. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I got a lot of questions that I got because you're representing St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? which is a reason, which is a region to me, that whole region over there. You guys have had a lot of acts that come out of that area that's had some success. Of course, everybody knows about Nelly and everybody in that whole that era and everybody like right. that. But you got the people. But there's actually a really huge, and I mean, not as big as Atlanta. Atlanta is a thing of itself, but a really big independent grind out there. I get a lot of submissions from artists. From
hey, man,
you guys,
all I can say is, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of you guys, too. You know what I mean?
Man, we catching our wave. You know? Like, it's all on if the real going to hop on, you know what I'm saying? Like, but St. Louis itself, you know what I'm saying? Like they said, for years, it's the hustle city. So whatever we choose to do, we go hard in it, you know what I'm saying? So when everybody focused became music, it just, man, it got crazy. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Every time you look up, somebody else coming out, going hard, doing them, got the streets on lock, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's
city,
good.
Man.
Now, I know what I've heard and what other people have heard, you know what I'm saying? And I guess the reputation that St. Louis has as being, you know what I'm saying, tough. You know what I'm saying? The streets kind of crazy. It goes down in the loop. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like the hood is really, you know, it's really gangsta out there. It can get crazy out there in St. Louis. How do you balance the streets, the music, keeping your head focused, staying low, staying out of trouble, doing whatever it is you need to do? I see a lot of artists. It doesn't matter, not just St. Louis. I see a lot of artists from everywhere who really may be street artists and they may be coming from the grind. You know what I'm saying? Maybe had to do some time. Maybe had to really be in the streets. And a lot of times they get caught up. It's a lot of talented dudes sitting in correctional facilities right now. The best rapper ever probably may be in prison right now because people try to take the streets and do so much in the streets to push the music in and it goes left. How do you balance that?
Man, honest, like, man, when I was in the streets and just doing what I was doing, I kept it 1,000, you know what I'm saying? So balance ain't really that hard with me. When niggas see me, it's nothing but respect, you know what I'm saying? It's a solution, especially since I done diverted my attention to music, you know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of people get caught up on it because they feel as they rap about it, they got to live it. But, see, I've already lived it, so it ain't nothing for me to rap about it in the street gonna confirm it. You see what I'm saying? So it's a huge difference when you got 15- and 16-year-olds want to come up in the rap game and they out here toting 30 still and still staticking and still doing this, and in the midst of that, they either get whacked or, you know what I'm saying, they end up incarcerated. But it's a difference.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 27. You know what I'm saying? I done did my dirt. I done did my time. I done did my, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, like, it came easy. It didn't come easy, but after the hardest, you know what I'm saying, like, it's easy. Like, it's easy for me to rap about what I've done. It's easy for me to rap about the struggle. It's easy for me to, like, you know what I'm saying, without me even still indulging. Only time I indulge is if I have to. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I pray that that's less as possible. You know what I'm saying? So, but, yeah, that's how I balance things out. You know what I'm saying? In my time, I kept it real with everybody. I kept it 1,000. So now that I'm on something else, my city, they riding with me. Know
all
that?
Right. So – let me. You said something that was really interesting. Shout out to everybody checking in on Facebook Live. What up, though? Joe Dirt, Ozone Music Group, Universal Music Group is checking in, listening on Facebook Live. Six Spot, you feel me? What's going on, man? Dexter General, a lot
what
of
up,
people checking. Everybody watching on Facebook Live, I really appreciate it. What's happening? My Facebook Live crew always check in with me. 347-934-0966. Y'all can hit the phone lines if y'all want to holler at Young Dark. We can get ready to jump into some music. But I got another question because you said something and it made me pause. You said that. And this is an ongoing debate that you gonna see. I don't give a fuck on Twitter, IG, Facebook, fucking the Breakfast Club. It don't fucking matter. You always see this where people say, "Well, if you ain't really rapping, if you ain't living it, or you haven't lived it, don't rap it, or whatever." And some people like to say, "Well, if you ain't doing it right now, whatever, just don't even talk about it." I understand people talk about their past and they want to make songs about it, but then you got rappers who rap like they really out there really D-boying it up and they really not.
Yeah.
Or they never
like
really
you
have.
Really got the entertainers.
right, the really entertainers. But how do you feel about entertainers? And this is, okay, first of all, this is the first two-part question. First part of the question is, do you view hip-hop and rap as just entertainment? Do you feel like it's just like a movie? Like if you can make Arnold Schwarzenegger a fucking Terminator and make him blow up 20 cities and just leave it at that and it's for entertainment, do you feel like rappers should be able to come through and say whatever it is as long as it sells, as long as it's entertaining, because this is entertainment too? Or do you feel like
honestly, it can work both ways. You see what I'm saying?
if somebody looking at rap as just a business aspect and just for the money situation, then I feel they think it's okay just to be on the entertainment side. But, like, if people really like me personally, like, I look at music as my passion. Like, it's a huge difference. Like, the money going to come with it, but my focus is getting my story heard. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, don't get me wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I do want money because it costs money. Like, it's not easy. So, like, I do want my, you know? But, like, that's not my focus, though. But I feel that hip-hop itself, like, by reaching out to the mass of the urban community, you know what I'm saying? I feel it still should have some type of substance in it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. How do you feel about, as an independent artist, as an artist, period, your what you say in your music and how it affects the younger generation? Are you conscious of that? Like, if you talk about the dope game or gangs or whatever, I know the Lou in the Midwest been had gang issues like the West Coast. Like I said, they just starting to fickle over into Atlanta in recent years, and we kind of dealing with it more now. But St. Louis and all that, you guys have been had gangs and stuff like that and violence and all that. Everybody getting money from the dope game. That's just since they dropped that shit nationwide once they hit us with that one. You know what I'm saying? But what do you feel about your responsibility as an artist to the next generation? Are you conscious of that, or do you feel like, again, I'm gonna tell you how I feel. I feel like
I feel the irresponsibility come in hand when you have a massive attention. You get what I'm saying? But like when you're on the grind, you gotta do what you gotta do in order for them to gravitate towards you. You see what I'm saying? So like if you got a mass and everybody is just watching you and they just mimicking you and you choose to capitalize off that and continue to have them dumbfounded, then you will be held responsible. You know what I'm saying?
Because now you're
in a position where people listen to you.
So you're saying they should switch? Then you're going to get into the problem of, well, this nigga done switched his whole style. He ain't really keeping the street no more. He done went pop and blah, 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 blah. Right?
Man, example.
Right?
Example.
Uh-huh.
Look how Gates came out and look at Gates now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But Gates is one of those artists who, to me, he's had his fair share of issues even when he was a star. I mean, the whole incident where he kicked the girl, he was a superstar at that point. You feel what I'm saying? So
right.
He's had his on and off issues where he's been in the highlight and he's done something that was, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That was definitely something that you, what the fuck are you doing, homie? You know what I'm saying? So he has his moments. Maybe he has some sort of anger management issues or whatever. I have absolutely no idea what's going on with homie. But when he did that, he was already a fucking superstar. That's why it went viral. That's why everybody knew about it. If he did it and he was an indie, nobody would have cared. Nobody would have knew. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, so I like asking independent artists that because I feel like, you know, you on your grind. We interviewing you live right here on K100 Radio. One thing I know for a fact is that you never know what person is going to be the next person. So I try to treat every artist like they could be that one, even if their music is not that good to me or whatever. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying we're going to jump to the music in a minute. But in general, I tend to take the stance as you never know who's going to blow, because I've heard people who I consider like whack blow. And I've heard people who I was like, they really not really working, and they end up getting that one chance meeting and they take off. So I try to ask you questions now to gauge and see. So then if you do blow up Young Dark, you feel me? And 10 years from now, 5 years from now, you all on tour and everything. And then you get on goddamn The Breakfast Club or some shit, and you say, man, fuck that. I feel like niggas is flake. Niggas ain't got to do nothing. I'm going to pull up this interview right here. I'm going to say, hey, Young Dark, remember when you was on K100? And I'm going to send this shit.
Hey,
I'm going to send this shit to Vlad TV.
I stand behind everything I say from now to 30 years later. You hear?
Right, exactly.
Know that.
All right, that's how it's supposed to be. All right, 347-934-0966. And we got a couple of Young Dark joints. We got a joint called Blendo. We got a joint. I think that's the main joint that you got. We got a joint called Celebration, too. You feel me? I want to jump into one song. I want to jump into one song, and then we'll come back and finish the conversation. All right, tell me about Blendo. We're going to jump into that first. Blendo. I like
now,
the rap.
Now, the Blendo, you know what I'm saying? I'm in St. Louis, and the Blendo is really a huge thing right now. You know what I'm saying? So I just put that in the concept of everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out here chasing money, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. But in the midst of that, it's scandalous stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's more like a storytelling. You know what I'm saying? It's just to give them an insight on what's really going on. Like, people just up and look about, it just kills, it kills, it kills. But it's always in the inside. Some always in the inside, man. It's always that homeboy he was just popping bottles with yesterday. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So, like, it's just life in St. Louis right now.
It's crazy out there.
What really inspired me for the joint, you know what I'm saying? Because I had
all
to
right.
give them something back, like, put it right in their face for them to see.
All right, that's what's up. Nice description of the song. Let's go ahead and jump into it. For the first time on K100 Radio, we got Young Dark on the line. Hit the phones up. Facebook, I see my Facebook Live people checking in. Shout out to John Johnson. Dax General, what's going on, man? Appreciate the love over there on Facebook. Everybody checking us out on Facebook Live. What up, though? For the first time right here on K100 Radio, we got a joint by Young Dark, and it's called Blender. It's about that real life shit. Let's jump into it, man. You're not rocking with the best, and this is K100 Radio, direct line interview. Check it out.
I just fell in love with the sound of a blender. It'll take a loser, turn him to a winner. Hustle by my lonely fucker, go to Fendi. Same nigga you thought with, maybe I forget ya. I just fell in love with the sound of a blender. It'll take a loser, turn him to a winner. Hustle by my lonely fucker, go to Fendi. Same nigga you thought with, maybe I forget ya. Chrissy had a nigga, they was thugging hard. Gave them all his trust, they grew up on the yard. They been getting money since they was a teen. About to stay loyal, they was they on team. Had the same vision, shared the same dream. Known around town, so shared the same thing. Caught some niggas sleeping, left them on the scene. Hustle was a given, killing what's in their jeans. Long story short, that lot over some beans. Arguing back and forth, and Chris start growing stain. Chris know who he facing, so he up the stain. Left him on the scene, survival by any means. I just fell in love with the sound of a blender. It'll take a loser, turn him to a winner. Hustle by my lonely fucker, go to Fendi. Same nigga you thought with, maybe I forget ya. I just fell in love with the sound of a blender. It'll take a loser, turn him to a winner. Hustle by my lonely fucker, go to Fendi. Same nigga you thought with, maybe I forget ya. I just fell in love. Cause I just met the plug. Got it out the mud. Money dripping blood, money dripping blood. Bag chasing, so you catch me on the scene. Pocket full of hundreds, sipping on codeine. Circling around the city, trying to catch a thing. Gotta have a method, man, to get the cream. Any nigga hating, it ain't nothing to it. Told him just like Nike, all we do is do it. I can tell the niggas they don't really like me. Cause with that pack, I do the right thing like Spike Lee. I just fell in love with the sound of a blender. It'll take a loser, turn him to a winner. Hustle by my lonely fucker, go to Fendi. Same nigga you thought with, maybe I forget ya. I just fell in love with the
you
sound
of a blender.
You
are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
And we're back. 347-934-0966. Hit the phone up. You rock with that joint. If you're rocking with that blender by Young Dark, hit the phone lines up. Shout out to my Facebook Live people. A couple people clicked the like button. Maybe they was digging it. They was rocking with it, man. So shout out to everybody checking us out on Facebook Live. Hit me up right now. If you're on Facebook Live, type in there real quick. If you're rocking with that joint, I can get a homie Young Dark some feedback too. Again, let's jump back on the line with him. Young Dark, what up, though?
What up, though?
Man, we chilling, man. Again, welcome back to the broadcast, man. Direct line interview live right here on K100 Radio, man. Now, tell us about the people that you're rocking with. I see that you ended up getting plugged in with us through Mean Girls Media. How did that relationship start, and what's going on with that?
I mean, everything's just organic. You know what I'm saying? Like, she liked a couple things of mine that we met through a mutual friend, and everything's just organic. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm rocking with her a long way. She rocking with me, and that's, man, it's a beautiful thing right now.
All right. Tell me about what I asked the question, kind of sort of a similar question to the last interview. And Archie Harrison says, nice cut on Facebook. Shout out to him checking in at Archie Harrison.
Right, right on. I appreciate
Let me know where you're from. Where you checking in from on Facebook, Archie Harrison. Let me know where you're from. But he said he fucking with the cut. He likes it. I'm just giving the artist some feedback. So type in where you're from real quick, homie, so I can tell him. We got people listening all on the broadcast and everything, too. You know what I'm saying? But I'm doing Facebook Live at the same time. So this is also on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't. We just started doing this, and it's a nice way to actually expand out the audience. You know what I'm saying? Beyond just the radio. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Marquithia said she liked it, too. I liked it. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? Somebody should make a dance to it or something, she said. But she liked it. So I know her. She's actually in Atlanta right now. So she's on the east side. She's not from Atlanta, but she's in Atlanta right now. Raleigh, North Carolina. That's where Archie Harrison is at. So North Carolina checking in on Facebook. Said they fucking with the record.
No,
all right. That's what's up. Good stuff. All right. So question. Now, I asked the other artists, and I asked you something similar. Where are you at with hip hop in general? And we could talk about St. Louis and the Midwest specifically. The Midwest is a region that I feel like I don't want to say get slept on, because that's not really true. People always say the Midwest gets slept on, and I think that's a lie. Not a lie. It's just a misconception, because when you really stop and think about it, the Midwest has had plenty of artists. When you think about what is actually considered the Midwest, they've had plenty of artists pop off. But I can contend that they never had that era like, New York did, and then the Death Row era with the West Coast and everything, where, and then you know how the South is right now. I can understand that, and the Midwest is kind of like a blending point. Like, you've got like a little bit of the West Coast feel, and now you got some of the Southern feel, and it's like right in the middle, and that actually affects the sound of the region. But what do you feel about hip hop in general? What do you feel about the hip hop in general, the diversity, or maybe sometimes some people say the lack thereof in hip hop right now? And what are you going to try to do to the, or what are you going to try to bring to the game to just be different? Because everybody right now, it seems like it's copying everybody, and I know a lot of people are tired of that. What is Young Dark going to do different?
Yeah. It is all about creating your own wave, and, you know what I'm saying? Setting trends. And me personally, like, I try to have substance in everything I do, you know what I'm saying? So every song I drop is going to be some type of meaning in it, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I just feel the hip hop culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was really used when everything was just on a positive vibe, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of things
right.
went left. And I feel as it's our job as an artist to even have the stage and to have a mass of people out there listening to us. It's our job to teach, you know what I'm saying? It's our job to let them know what's really popping, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I just feel the hip hop, man, if we can go back to the basics, you know what I'm saying? Just keeping it real and to where music was really music and really, you know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays it's influential, but in a different vibe, though. You know what I'm saying?
All right, cool.
So like, for me personally, like, man, my thing, what I'm going to bring to the table is just substance and everything I say, man. Everything going to mean something.
All right.
Like, for real.
That's good. I like the answer. We got a call on the line. I want to make sure. Coming in from the, looks like St. Louis, 314. 314-828, what up? Welcome to KWS Radio. What's this?
This right.
Know that.
What's up, hood?
What's up, hood?
We hear you, though. We hear you. We
there. That's what's up. They sound like the they clunk over there too. They lit over there. They rocking with the homie on K100.
Know that.
Know that.
Is that a St. Louis thing or is that a Young Dark thing? Know that.
That's a Young Dark thing.
That's a Young Dark thing, man.
All right. Well, shout out to you. Shout out to Red for calling in, checking in. Everybody over there in St. Louis is looking at K1 show. We appreciate that. All right.
Dark up.
All right. Always great when people have supporters call in and check them out. Know that. You know what I'm saying?
Know that.
Oh, I'm saying it too. I gotta say it quick. Know that. Is that right? Know that.
Yeah.
We got one more joint that we're gonna make sure we jump into. I wanna make sure we get the music out of the way before the 7 o'clock hour come up. We got another joint called Celebration. Tell me about this one, Young Dark.
Yeah, this Celebration is just something like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has them down points in their life, and everybody had them times when they don't want to be bothered. But, like, it's times when we just need to, you know what I'm saying? We just need to celebrate, have fun, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we need to put things behind us, go out and chill and jam and You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be caught up in a struggle at all times. Like, sometimes you need to release some things, you know what I'm saying? In a celebration. That's what I feel that's all about, you know what I'm saying? Just having fun. All
right. Well, let's have a little bit of fun. You dig? Why not? K1's Radio, Young Dark Celebration. Don't go nowhere. We're not done. We're going to check out with him before we go. DJ IM is on deck coming up at 7 o'clock on the dot. Make sure you tune in for the Blend King. Young Dark, let's have a celebration.
Not it.
Radio, hip hop, and R&B.
Yeah, that was Young Dark. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. All right, Young Dark, man, tell them how they can get that music real quick, homie, if they want to check that out, man. All that, how to get to you, social media, web, everything, bro.
My Instagram is Young Dark, YUNGDARK. Twitter, Young Dark 39. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go on my mixtape, Spin Rilla, to get that My Way or No Way. Just type in Young Dark. And it is what it is. All
right. Make sure you check out the homie, man. Make sure you rock with him, man. Of course, if you follow him on Twitter or Instagram, at K1_Radio, we've been tweeting this interview out, so you can find him on social media right there by looking at our page if you're already rocking with us. Hold on. I got one more. I think I got some more folks checking in for you before we get ready to get up out of here. Let me bring them on the line. Area code 314-717. What up, though? Welcome to K100 Radio.
Is this Young Dark?
What up, Dark?
What up?
Oh, my God, Dark, if you're the best.
Know that.
Who is this? What's your name?
What's next for you?
He said,
what's next
for you?
What's next for you, Dark?
Oh, I mean, it's a lot to come. You know what I'm saying? I'm just focused on the grind. Everything come behind that. I got a lot coming. Interview.
How are you so humble?
You say why or how?
How are you so humble? Like, you have, like, a lot of things going for yourself.
I mean, that's what really makes you got to be humble. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep caught up in the mist. Then you lose yourself.
Right.
That's a lot of rappers need to hear that. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, you're right. They do. All right. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate the call. We get ready to check up out of here, man. We got to roll. DJ IM is on deck. The Blend King mix. Don't go anywhere. If you're rocking with us on K1's radio right now, my Facebook Live people, we getting ready to check out with y'all. But if you're rocking with us on the broadcast, stand by. Make sure you check out The Blend King. DJ IM on deck. Shout out to the homie Young Dark again. If you missed any part of this, you can catch the replay. You can catch the replay on SoundCloud. So make sure you go check us out over there on SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to catch the replay for this joint. All right, Young Dark, we out, homie. Appreciate the interview. Shout out to you, right?
I appreciate y'all for having me, man. Salute.
Good show. Absolutely. All right. Thanks, everybody, for rocking with us on the K1's radio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody on Facebook Live that checked in. Demille, I see you, homie. T-Night, what up? What's going on, man? You feel me? Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us over here at K1's radio on the Facebook. It's time for DJ IM to check in. You feel what I'm saying? So you know it's time to rock with the Blend King. Again, salute. Tomorrow, make sure you rock with us all day, man. We got a full lineup tomorrow, so a whole bunch of new stuff, man. We got T Maria 9, DJ Swag, the Star Power Show, Offset, Luke, DJ Cool Hand, DJ Butter Rock. Everybody's gonna be rocking tomorrow and this weekend. Jay Harris got a whole bunch of dope stuff going on the A&R Choice. Got another new mix show that's debuting on Saturday. DJ Ike Love, the Weekend Blend at 9, right behind Jay Harris. So make sure you check that out. You know what I'm saying? He's repping from New York, so he's bringing something new to the table, something different. We already got DJ Gates representing New York, so this is our second New York DJ that's going to have something on K1's radio, a big show. So make sure you tune into that. You feel me? Again, I will be going live on Facebook Live for a lot of my broadcasts. This coming Tuesday, make sure you tune in for another episode of my new talk segment that I've just renamed. It's not new, but I just renamed it Feeds, Trends, and Bullshit. Make sure you check that out. All right. We just talk about shit that's going down and shit you see on the news feed on social media. All right. Okay. It's time to go, man. DJ IM, take it away, bro. You're not rocking with the best. This is K1's radio. I might hang around on Facebook Live for a minute. But the broadcast, you guys got to let DJ we got to let DJ IM take over. All right. I'm out.
100 Radio.
Party101Productions.com.
This is Certified Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
For all bookings, contact DJ IM at www.party101productions.com.
What up, Facebook Live? You guys, make sure you go over there and check out DJ IM. You know, he always goes in. You feel me? They can't hear me on the broadcast, but y'all can hear me. What up, T-Night? What's going on? Jamil, what's going on? X-Squad DJs in the building. What up, homie? Thank you, buddy, for rocking with me over here on Facebook Live. You know, the Facebook Live joints really go down. For us over here, so we definitely gonna be having a lot of the live broadcast. Pretty much every time I go live, I know I'm gonna be Facebook live. Some of the other DJs said when they mix your go live, they're gonna start jumping on their own Facebook live. You know what I'm saying? If they can figure out, this is kind of a complicated audio setup to make it sound like this over here, but still they may check in. So rock with the DJs, man, when they live. The Blend King DJ I am, he always goes in. So, again, thanks, brother, for checking in. Jazzy B, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who checked in, let me see. I'm trying to scroll down and see if I missed anybody. I think I shouted out everybody when they checked in almost, pretty much. You know what I mean? But, again, rock with me on K1's Radio. If you guys can follow me on Instagram, at @blizm_channels or K1_radio, rock with us over there. We about maxed out on our followers, though. But Twitter, if y'all rock with the rest of that shit, y'all make sure y'all holler at us. You know what I'm saying? On the Facebook Live joint. You feel me? If you guys got any suggestions or whatever that I can make the Facebook Live pop a little bit more, let me know. I think it's doing pretty good right now, being able to hear the audio and being able to hear everything. I think a lot of people like that aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? But again, I appreciate everybody rocking with us over here on K1's Radio on the Facebook Live. Big ups to y'all. I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the support. I really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yep, shout out. Shout out to you, Jamel, man. X Squad DJs, man. Make sure you guys rock with, if you're an artist, make sure you rock with the X Squad DJs, man. I'm going to be doing a lot of work, putting in. They got events they do. You got a record pool, I mean, DJ pool and all that. So make sure you holler at the homie if you're an artist right there, Jamil Taylor. You know what I'm saying? I see my homie T-Night. T-Night, what's going on, man? Homie, hit me up, man. Hit the phone line. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me real quick, boy. You know what I'm saying? I need to talk to you anyway. So holler at me, man, whenever I jump off this Facebook Live, which is probably going to be right about now. Deuces.
Cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on a regular, hitting my plug on the celly. Tell my niggas that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in the Rarish. T36 by my side. I'ma go bake me a pie. T45 on my side. So my you die. All of my say blood. All of my say cub. OC, I found me a plug. I got it straight out the mug. Keep it 100, no bugs. I'm feeling low with the drugs. Busting it down in the tub. Pay me my money in dubs. Water whipping, looking like a fishing baseball in the kitchen with my arm, a pitcher, rolling on his glitz, and I'm a donut kissing. Steady tripping, so I steady gripping. Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me. I don't phony, about to sell a pony. All he, said my price is good, motherfucker. Show.
Cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Winning, bottle, nana, living with my trap money. A million up, but still ain't never touch my rap money. Now I'm out in L.A. with that boy OT. Flew to LA, got a plug on that OG. You know I been getting money. If you know me,
you know that.
When I first met my plug, I told him I pissed 100 G's.
What?
I ain't coming to get it unless you got 100 P's.
100.
I don't want it. Your price, you need to cut it.
Nah.
Your ice, you need to tuck it. She f*** with me, she lucky.
Yeah.
A half a million, all 20s in that Gucci luggage. Let's get the smile talk.
Hey.
It's time to talk names.
Hey.
Young plan will come.
Stop.
Might go get a lamp for the summer. I've been at you in these streets all my life. Beefing, then I'm beefing. Wrongs are right, I'm busting. My trap house, I love it. Put some forges on my old school and I had to cut it.
What?
But should I put a roof in?
Cut it.
Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Cut it.
Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Look at my dial. Look at my dial.
Damn.
Look at my dial.
Damn.
Look at my dial.
Damn.